Okay, good afternoon. We've had, I think yesterday was a good team win. I thought in the second half the offense played a lot better. After the first quarter, probably we played better defensively. And for the most part on special teams, I thought we did a good job. Lock punted them down there a bunch of times. We had a punt return that kind of changed the momentum of the game. And so it was good to go down there and win. Questions?
Mike, with Cordero as a gunner, I guess, when did that idea come to fruition for you guys? How do you think he did with it?
He did well. But we practiced a little bit, with it last week. And, we were with some of the heat things. Mike Prefer decided to put him in there, and he did a nice job with it.
Was that something that, a year or so ago, just as you look at his progression, that's something that you think he would have bought into maybe a year or so ago?
Probably not.
What do you think changed?
I think he wants to play. I think he's trying to do everything he can to get on the field.
How did you evaluate T.J. Clement's day yesterday?
I thought he did pretty well. He did a nice job in pass protection, used his hands well. There's some good, really good things in the running game. Obviously, there were some other issues, but I think for the first time, it was pretty good.
In terms of how he looked last year, did you see a step forward from him?
Yeah, a lot better.
Than last year?
I think his sets, I think the way he's carrying his hands, he's not lunging.
What have you seen from Danielle Hunter through these first 3 weeks of the season so far?
Danielle is got a chance to be a really good football player. Dynamic and really a lot of things, not just in the pass rush, but and he continues to, he continues to play a little more freer than he has.
Brought in, who's maybe considered to be kind of a raw player. Have you guys been surprised with how quickly he's come along?
Yeah, I would say so.
In what way or what area do you think the defense has come the furthest since you first took over and started?
I guess the comfort level of what we're doing. I think they're pretty comfortable in being able to do that. And being able to communicate, when we're on the sidelines, if we have to make some kind of adjustments or something like that.
You had said in the preseason that you had hoped maybe Linville Joseph would rush the passer a little bit better. Now he has one sack in each of your three games. Talk about how he's doing and what maybe he's doing better or differently.
He's been playing a lot more, so that helps. But he's a powerful guy. I think he understands a lot of the stuff he's starting to understand a lot more on the pass rush. He's getting a lot of help too from, the two ends and B-Rob. We're giving him some opportunities to collapse the pocket. And so that's helped. I understand guys have sack totals and things like that, but at the end of the day, a lot of these are team sacks. There was one, I think Everson's last one, he got Hunter actually beat the guy, and he missed sacking him, and Everson got the sack. So there's a lot of those kind of things that happen.
As well as you guys played defensively yesterday, was there anything that stood out on the film review that maybe you didn't catch on first glance?
I think a big key to it was being able to be pretty good against the run. With that last scramble he got in the fourth quarter, that put him over 100 yards. But I think stopping the run was actually a pretty big key, and we gave up a 9 or 12 yard run the first play of the game. So once we settled that down, I think the rest of it became we were able to be more varied defensively.
In a game like that, do you get the sense at all that you're confusing or frustrating a quarterback from him getting hit so much and even just showing blitz and maybe backing off?
I don't know. These guys are all pretty good players. You know, it's hard to really confuse guys anymore. You know, we try to do our best, you know, and really, you know, I know people saying that it's me against this guy or that guy. We have got good players, and these guys execute the things we try to get them to do. It's really, you know, it's a player's game, and these guys have been executing and doing a nice job. So, you know, I can't go out there and cover a guy or rush a guy or anything like that. So it really has nothing to do with me.
Enjoy sort of the cat and mouse game of we might be bringing it. You know, you stack the line of scrimmage often, but you know, it's not always that you're sending blitz.
Do I enjoy it? I don't know. It's just trying to keep the offense on edge, I guess, the best we can. And you know, if we didn't have good guys, smart guys, and then guys that could win them one-on-one, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the stuff that we do.
Any update on Alex Boone's hip?
He had an MRI, and I think he should be okay, I think.
For this week?
I think. I mean, I won't know until, you know, we get out there to practice, but from what I understand, he's feeling better.
Jeremiah Searles to kind of make him the next man up for you?
Well, he plays a lot of positions, and you know, we gave him a lot of work at guard this last week anyway. So, but he went in there and did a really good job. He got to the second level, did a nice job in pass protection, did a good job.
When you hear guys talk about a bigger emphasis on forcing turnovers, what does that tangibly mean? Is that more drills, getting balls out? Is that jumping routes? I mean, what is that?
You know, we're really careful about it because, you know, I want our team to be a fundamentally sound, disciplined football team. And, you know, I think the more times that you can get pressure on the quarterback, that allows you to do some of those things. But, you know, some of it is when you have the opportunities to go up, you know, you're going to get opportunities in every ball game, whether it's a tip ball or, you know, we were fortunate that Newman caught one. We were fortunate that Trey Waynes caught the one on the sideline. You know, a lot of times the receivers are so much better at doing those things than we are. But, you know, a lot of times it comes down to pressure and the quarterback, you know, throwing it a little bit behind the guy or and then also being tight in coverage, too. That helps.
The continuity you guys have on defense and all the guys that are back, it seems like that's probably hard to come by in this day and age where players move around a lot. What is the biggest thing that having so many guys that have been in the system now for a couple of years, how does that help you the most, do you think?
Well, it helps in obviously a number of ways because I think they can play a little faster, but the communication, being able to, you know, I can go up to Harrison during the week and I say, hey, you know, why don't you do this a little bit this week? And, or, you know, like I say, when we're on the sideline, being able to communicate things or, you know, I typically don't do this, but in the last ball game, not this past one, you know, we had one of the pressures that we practiced a lot, but we didn't have in the game plan this week. I went over and talked to the guys. I said, hey, you guys good with this? And they said, yeah, so we ran it.
What help in terms of not allowing any big plays? It seems like this defense really doesn't break loose at all.
Well, we hope it continues, but I mean, that's always a key, you know, making you know, we gave up a big play right down the sideline my first drive of the game, which was a bad play, and we gave up a 3rd and 12, but, you know, typically we're pretty sound in what we do.
Do you have an update?
Excuse me?
Was that Xavier on the sideline?
We were in a 2-deep coverage, and he thought he got the guy pushed out of bounds, and he didn't get him pushed out.
An update on David Morgan's knee?
Yeah, he's got a, what is it? I don't know, something with his knee.
For a while, or?
I don't know. No IR.
Like you mentioned, the fact that you've had good run defense in early downs giving you the opportunities to pass rush, but what has the difference been so far when it comes to your run defense?
I think that Shamar Steffens made a big impact on that, obviously along with Linville. Our ends are playing well, and the linebackers have been doing a good job in the fits. And then, you know, there's been some times that the safeties get involved pretty good too. So I think it's been a combined effort. But I think if you want to say one thing, I would say Shamar Stephan has really solidified that.
Mike, have you, did you hear from Coach Parcells or talk to him since the game? And if so, what did you ask?
Yeah, I talked to him. He texted me right after the game, and then he texted me this morning at 5:30, and then he called me after that. So I've talked to him three times, I guess. But it's just, he's giving me advice.
You liked what he saw?
Yeah, he's not real complimentary all the time, but he's telling me how we keep going.
Like,
I don't know. I don't even know if he watched the game. Honestly, he didn't tell me. He didn't tell me if he watched the game or not. We just talked about moving forward.
Retirement's still up that early?
Oh yeah, he was up. He said he's so invested in this team that he had to go get a workout in to get this stress relief.
You're facing the Giants next week, though. Is he going to give you any advice considering that?
I don't know. I don't. He doesn't typically give me advice on the other team. He gives me advice on my team.
Did he give you the "don't get too happy" speech? And will you tell the players that with three?
Yeah, it wasn't really that. It was just things to move forward with.
Why hasn't the production been there so far for Charles Johnson?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Is he getting separation?
Sometimes.
What is, the biggest question, what does Laquon Treadwell need to do to get on the field and maybe get some opportunities there?
Continue to do better in practice.
What has his attitude been like? How is he, this good. Is a guy who's used to...
Yeah, well, his attitude's great. His attitude's really good. Yeah, he's working, just biding his time until he gets opportunity. It's like kind of Diggs was last year. I still think he's thinking a little bit about the number of steps to take on each route and things like that, and just being at the right depth and things of that sort. No, he's doing good. He'll be fine.
Offensively in the first half, what do you think were the issues? First down, just kind of getting you into good down and distances to set things up. It seemed to change.
Yeah, well, they shocked us a little bit up, at first. I think they shocked us a little bit, and we gave up a couple hits on the quarterback early with a couple pass rush games and things like that, and we got ran over one time. Some of it was getting settled down. There was some runs in there that we had blocked pretty good, and we tried to bounce or something like that, and we ended up getting zero instead of getting three. And so, I think some of those things are factors as well.
There's still communication issues going on with Berger and Boone. I know.
Well, there's always going to, because things get redirected a lot at the line of scrimmage. So there's always going to be some kind of communication things going on. There was another run that we had chance to block pretty good. It's the best way to say it. You have to combination to a certain guy and. They didn't hear the call. So I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with, all that stuff.
The hype and craze about your defense, and people say historically good, possibly things like that. Comparing them to Denver, all this. You have a conversation with your players. I'm sure you probably have a few tools to remind them of things they need to improve on.
When I was in Dallas one year, we were, I think with four games left, we were fifth in the league in defense, and we were good. We had good players, and we didn't play very good the last four games. We ended up 13th in the league. So, this is three games. It's not like, we've played, typically I don't even look at the stats until at least Thanksgiving. So I don't know where we fall defensively or anything like that. I just – I just try to get us better each day in the things that we're doing. And, you know, last week I thought our guys felt pretty good, and I kept reminding them about, you know, the task at hand. And so, I'll continue to do that too. I don't, you know, same thing when everybody says how bad we are, we don't listen to that, and we don't listen to how good we are.
For two more.
How much of that mindset do you think is coming from them already, instinctively and naturally? Sort of what you tried hammer home for several seasons, and now they kind of do some of that on their own.
Well, our guys are, I think they really pay attention to the things that we say as coaches, and, obviously I hear them repeat a lot of things. We haven't had enough success around here to think that we can just line up and play against anybody and go win. We have to play really good. And, like I always say, it doesn't matter where we play, it's how we play. And this is the same thing. It's how we play moving forward. It's got nothing to do with, last week is done, and this week is the Giants.
What is it exactly that's allowed Shamar Stephan to be so successful this season so far?
Well, he wasn't here last year because he was hurt, but fundamentally he's a very good football player. He's become a better pass rusher. He's not all the way there yet, but he's become better. I think he feels really comfortable in the things that we ask him to do defensively, and he can play two spots. Okay, thank you.